We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
It's so crazy. All of a sudden now we're like the got ghosted experts. I get a text in the middle of the night from a friend of mine who's been talking to this guy, and then all of a sudden he just disappears.
Love it.
She hasn't heard from him in a week. And she's like, what do I do? I'm like, look, I'm not at work. All right, so here we are. Let's help out Laura, Alex, and Sarah.
What's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's try to figure out what's going on with you and Rob. First of all, tell us a backstory.
Okay, so I'm new. I know I'm really late to the online dating party, but I just started online dating recently for the first time ever in my life, and I'm still navigating how it works.
Yep.
Some guys are indecisive. They don't know if they want to meet in person. They just message back and forth. So I'm still trying to figure this out. I've had a couple of bad dates, but this last one was really, really good.
Oh, that's good.
So good. Mm-hmm. Except that I'm not hearing back from him. Mm-hmm. I just want to know for myself, because I'm still learning. I know it's going to be hard to hear, but I want to know what went wrong.
That's good.
Let me just give the floor here for a second to Sarah Osborne, who prior to getting married a year and a half ago was the dating expert and dated a lot.
But you're on every online dating type of form, right?
You tried it all. So, Sarah.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for someone that is just getting into the online dating game?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. That you have highs and lows, and that's normal. To have a great weekend of messages and then 3 months of nothing.
Mm. So, that's normal.
Yeah, you just have to kind of be patient and know that it's not the answer, but maybe somebody that you want to get to know at some point over the next year will also try out online dating.
Okay.
Good advice.
Very well said, Sarah.
I don't know.
Well,
just be patient.
All we could do is call Rob and ask him and see if he's willing to talk to us. So let's do that right now, okay?
Hello?
Hey, Rob?
Yes.
Good morning. Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. We also have Laura on the phone, and we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. Not sure if you're familiar with our show or what we do here, but we are trying to get some answers for Laura because she said that she went out with you and really, really, really liked you and hasn't heard from you.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Laura.
If there was something that she did wrong, maybe you can let her know that so she can figure it out. For the next person?
I mean, no, it wasn't like anything she did wrong at all. You're actually really nice, Laura. But I've kind of been dabbling online, the whole online dating thing, the past like year and a half or so. And, you know, I'm just kind of don't really look for anything in specific, but, you know, I kind of came across, you know, her profile and I just kind of really liked, you know, a lot of her pictures, and I even went on Facebook, kind of like stalked her a little bit on Facebook to kind of look up some more pictures before we met. And, you know, I really liked, you know, her pictures. I thought she was just absolutely beautiful. And as soon as I first saw her, I noticed that, you know, she lost a pretty good amount of weight, you know.
Yes.
We started talking and, you know, she told me that she had the gastric bypass surgery. And I had another friend that did the same thing. So I kind of knew a little bit about it. And, you know, you look great. Like, you really do, Laura.
Oh,
it's nice.
And,
yeah, you told me you're on, like, a weight loss journey, and I was, you know, like, proud of you for doing it and all that. But, I mean, I don't want to sound weird or anything, but it's like I kind of liked the way you used to look. You know, I've just kind of always been into, you know, girls that just are a little bit bigger. It's just kind of something I've really always kind of been attracted to.
Wow.
And it's just, I can't really explain it, to be honest with you. It's just something I've just always been into.
It's really interesting. So wait, he looked on Facebook. So do you not upload, or like, why haven't you put any of your new pictures up?
That's a good point, Sarah.
I don't ever update my Facebook, like, for years. And
gotcha.
I have a lot of pics on Instagram, especially of my journey to losing all this weight. But
yeah. You didn't find those?
I didn't think.
Rob?
No, I don't have an Instagram account, so I just kind of looked on Facebook.
Booker.
I thought you'd be pleasantly surprised that I was
He loves you just the way you are.
I'm proud of you, and I'm, you know, congratulations. You look great. You know, you really do. It's just, you know, something I'm just not as attracted, and I just kind of wanted to meet the girl that was in the pictures.
Oh, wow, that's a damn movie.
Wow.
This is interesting. This is really interesting because you asked for advice, and I would say the next big piece of advice is on dating apps. You gotta stay current with
how you
look, because never know. Same with like a guy who has a beard and then shaves his beard, or bald or not bald, or, you know, bigger or smaller, doesn't matter. You gotta
show what you look like now because
it's awkward for anybody, because if they've seen a picture of you and then you walk in looking different, it immediately puts them on this like, oh, wow, not what I expected.
Yeah,
like maybe for the better, but just, ooh.
It's like one of my friends that dated a news girl here in Austin, and he said she looked perfect.
And they woke up next to her without makeup
on? No, not that. They went out on a date, and she was like rail thin. She looked perfect on TV, but in real life, she's a stick.
Hello, camera adds 10 pounds.
I know, isn't that crazy? And he was like, oh, my gosh, that's not for me.
Well, I'm happy with my weight loss.
Yes,
that's awesome for
you.
Whatever makes you happy.
You know, you wanted to see the person in the picture, and that's just not me anymore.
You should be proud, you know? You should be proud. You're doing great, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just something that I'm just into, and unfortunately it's just not going to work out, but, you know, I wish you luck, and, you know, you're really nice, and I'm sure you'll find somebody.
Well, this is not at all what we expected.
Seriously,
no.
this is random, it's
like your friend Sarah, your friend who went out with a mutual friend, and she's like, oh wow, you're really short, you know what I mean? She likes tall guys, he wasn't a tall guy, and she, you know what I mean, it's like kind of, I guess, the same thing.
Same thing.
I mean, you know, he likes bigger women, and you're not bigger anymore, and so that's not what he's attracted to.
No, I get it. I understand.
It's not what society has told us is normal.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's his normal, and that should be okay, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
I love the honesty of both of them either way.
Yeah.
He was very respectful in talking about
it.
So, absolutely. 100%. Okay. Everybody's allowed to their opinion.
Well, best of luck to you both, and we wish you continued success in your journey, Laura. And Rob, hope you find that girl.
Thanks, guys.